Wake-Up Call on the Sports Map Radio Network. Alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
Hey, with so many bottles to choose from, there's always something new to try at Total Wine & More. How about a great Prosecco for under $8 and a French Rosé for under $7? With the lowest prices of over 30 years, find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Drink responsibly. B21. The Nuggets and the Lakers game two tonight in Denver. Lakers came back in that game against game one. Come up short. Nikola Jokic, a huge triple-double for the Nuggets. The Lakers are going to try to get this game, this series evened up at a game apiece, and the Nuggets trying to go 2-0. Chris Marlowe set to join us on our Progressive guest line. Progressive making it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. Visit progressive.com as we have Chris Marlowe, Nuggets play-by-play announcer, joining us to talk about game two. How are you, Chris?
I'm doing well. How about you?
Good. What's your takeaway? How do you see that game, especially the way the Lakers made adjustments and got back into a game in which they were getting run out of that gym, but they got it down to three. But how do you see it from the Nuggets' perspective?
A W. They got the win despite the Lakers' adjustments. For three quarters, I thought they played a great game of basketball. I think they took their foot off the accelerator in the fourth quarter. Granted, the Lakers did make an adjustment there with Hachimura guarding Nikola Jokic. But I'm under the impression tonight that the Nuggets will readjust, and I think you'll see some different action tonight, particularly I can't imagine they would start Hachimura on Jokic. But one thing I think it does say, it says that Anthony Davis can't guard him.
Yeah,
that Anthony Davis, as good as he is on defense, one of the greats in the game on defense, he can't cover him. Neither can Gobert, neither can Embiid, neither can anybody. So it was an interesting adjustment. We'll see if the Nuggets bounce back with their adjustment tonight.
What do you think that will there be a main adjustment? Do you think it'll be a little bit? What do you think Mike Malone will do tonight?
Well, if Anthony Davis is covering Gordon, I don't think Gordon is going to be standing in the dunker spot under the basket patrolling the baseline. I think he'll be out at the corner of the key. He might be involved in pick and rolls. I think they'll try to pull Anthony Davis away from Jokic. They could also play Michael Porter Jr. at the four. And if he's in there instead of Gordon, then AD has to come out because Michael Porter Jr., one of the best three-point shooters in the league. I think one of the other concerns for the Nuggets is how to slow down the Lakers' offense. I mean, they gave up 126. Granted, they scored 132, but they have to do a better job when LeBron has the ball and he is hunting Jamal Murray on switches. I'm not sure how they'll play that tonight, but I'd be shocked if the Nuggets just do the automatic switch where Murray is on LeBron. I just don't see that happening. LeBron took full advantage of that, so I think there'll be an adjustment there, too, defensively.
There's people who are looking at this series and saying, well, you know what? The Nuggets took the Lakers' best offensive punch in that second half and survived it. Do you see it that way? Or these games flow in different ways, but do you see it that way where that was an extraordinary offensive performance by the Lakers, but there are some devils in the details as to how they got that?
Well, it's interesting. Both teams, boy, if you could clone the offensive performance for the Lakers or the Nuggets, they would certainly take that. You know, both teams shooting 55%, both teams great from three, both teams made their free throws. I think where the Nuggets hurt the Lakers big time was the rebounding aspect. Nuggets plus 17, so that would make you think that maybe the Lakers need to start a bigger lineup with Vanderbilt or Hachimura instead of the three-guard lineup so they can get off to a good start. I think, you know, one of the keys for Denver, their home court has been fantastic this season. They're undefeated in the playoffs at home, as are the Lakers. And if they get off to that big start and get that crowd roaring and you got the atmosphere and you got the altitude, it'd be tough for the Lakers to recover.
With Jokic, how has he developed as a player? We know that in the playoffs, the Nuggets have been shorthanded a couple of times, which is why they haven't had playoff success. But has he grown to a point where he is now? I mean, it's a two-time MVP, but has he developed to be a better player?
Well, it seems like he's more consistent. He's consistently great. And, he's a walking triple-double. Like every night you expect him to get a triple-double. The first quarter you look up, he's got 10 points and 6 rebounds and 5 assists. It's pretty incredible what he does on a nightly basis. You can rely on him. I think he's taken more responsibility now for his actions. He helps with the coaching a little bit. He's diagramming plays. He's got every shot in the book. He's just masterful. And I think now that people see him on the big stage, you mentioned the last couple of years when the Nuggets have not had Murray or not had Porter, not had both of them. You know, I think people are seeing him now in kind of a new light, that this is a guy who is going to go down as a historically great player. And if he starts winning championships, that would just enhance his resume.
You know, I looked at this, we're looking at the teams that were left, and I was kind of evaluating, saying, you know what, I'm looking at the Celtics last night, for example, and I go, you know, I don't know if the Celtics will win this series. Maybe they will, maybe they won't. I don't know if they'll win the finals. Maybe they will, maybe they won't. But the reality of it is they've had awful games. They've had awful games in which they've lost and looked terrible. The Nuggets have lost 3 games, but they have looked good in three games. I feel like there's a consistency to this playoffs where even when Phoenix beat them twice, they need historical things to happen in order for the Nuggets to lose.
Yeah, they've been pretty consistent. We mentioned the home record. They've been good. You know, it's hard to win on the road, but they did close out Phoenix on the road. So it's been an interesting journey for the Nuggets. You know, they beat Minnesota, a good team, probably a lot better than the record because of their injuries, with Karl Anthony Towns gone most of the season. And then they beat the team that was supposed to come out of the West, according to all the experts, quote, unquote, all the experts, Phoenix, and now they've got to get by the Lakers. So I'm looking forward to this game tonight. I think it's going to be fascinating. You know, LeBron James is going to be at his best. You know, he's going to crank it up to the max. I'm curious to see if Anthony Davis can score 40 again.
Yeah.
I know in the playoffs he's been really good part of the time, but sometimes after a 40-point game, he throws in an 8-point game. So if that happens, I think the Lakers are in trouble. Now, if he scores like he did the other night, and LeBron has his usual good game, and they get good performances from Reeves and some of the other guys, it'll be a really good game.
Talk about Bruce Brown. What is his role on this team, and how important has he been in the postseason for Denver?
Well, when Bruce Brown, when we acquired him, I didn't really know a lot about him. I mean, he's hidden away in Brooklyn. You know, he's kind of the sixth man type. They got him. He has just been a godsend. He has been terrific in the playoffs. He had his best year so far, a career year. He's even been better in the playoffs. He comes in. He can play 3 positions, maybe 4 positions. He guards the toughest guy. He slashes to the basket. He can make threes. He plays with a chip on his shoulder. He's not afraid to mix it up. And all of this for $6.5 million. He's the best bargain in the NBA. He's been absolutely terrific, as has Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, the other acquisition, you know, the former Laker, who has come alive in the playoffs and is playing great. He had 21 the other night, you know, made 9 of 17 shots. He's really good. So those two guys have really been the difference from last year. And of course, getting back Michael Porter Jr. and Jamal Murray. So we got 4 guys that really didn't have last year and the year before that are playing major roles.
Is there something in this series, though, with Denver? Is there something that can be exploited that has been, maybe not so much they lose a game, but enough to make the games interesting? Is there something, some inconsistency in something that they do?
Well, occasionally the Nuggets will throw up a 3-point stinker where they, you know, they go 8 for 30. But they've been pretty consistent in how they've shot threes. They don't shoot a lot. The other night, they're 15 of 32. That's 47%. Really, really good. Lakers were good also. But occasionally, you know, they have a night where they don't shoot well, and then that makes the game a struggle. Now, if you've got Michael Porter Jr. going 3 for 6, and you've got Pope going 3 for 8, and you've got Murray going 4 for 8, you're usually in pretty good shape because, you know, the Nuggets offense, one of the best in the league in terms of half court, and if they get out in a full court situation in transition, they're darn hard to beat. So I think that's been the key, the consistency, good offense, great 3-point shooting, Defense has not been great, but it's been better in the playoffs. They're coming alive, and I'll be interested to see if they can make adjustments to hold down this Laker juggernaut of an offense that has come to from L.A. to Denver looking for a W.
Now, Nuggets TV voice Chris Marlowe on Sports Map Radio. Thank you so much, Chris, and enjoy the games. I appreciate it.
Hey, glad to be on. Good question. Appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Chris Marlowe, again. Good stuff. A lot of people in Denver, long time with the Nuggets. Been around a long, long time. And some old-timers there remember how often this team has played, but never been to an NBA Finals before. We'll see if they can win three.